Audio Renaissance presents A War of Gifts by Orson Scott Card. Read for you by Scott Brick and Stefan Rutnicki.
One. Saint Nick. Zek Morgan sat attentively on the front row of the little sanctuary of the Church of the Pure Christ in Eden, North Carolina. He did not fidget, though he had two itches, one on his foot and one on his eyebrow. He knew the eyebrow itch was from a fly that had landed there. The foot itch, too, probably, though he did not look down to see whether anything was crawling there. He did not look out the windows at the falling snow. He did not glance to left or right, not even to glare at parents of the crying baby in the row behind him. It was for others to judge whether it was more important for the parents to stay and hear the sermon or leave and preserve the stillness of the meeting. Zek was the minister's son, and he knew his duty. Reverend Habit Morgan stood at the small pulpit, really an old dictionary stand picked up at a library sale. No doubt the dictionary that had once rested on it had been replaced by a computer. Just one more sign of the degradation of the human race to worship the false god of tamed lightning. They think because they have pulled the lightning from the sky and contained it in their machines, they are gods.